Support in death, but the righteouseth hope in his death. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. For this God is our God for ever and ever, he will be our guide even unto death. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion for ever. For I am persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. I will ransom them from the power of the grave, I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues, O grave, I will be thy destruction. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Promises of blessings in the future world, deliverance from hell, Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Righteousness delivereth from death. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. Happiness immediately after death he shall enter into peace, they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord. Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Having a desire to depart, and to be with Christ, which is far better. Ye are come unto Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together, they hear not the voice of the oppressor. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours, and their works do follow them. A glorious resurrection, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame, and everlasting contempt. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. The hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. They which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry, nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven, if so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life, if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. I am the resurrection, and the life, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Everlasting happiness in heaven to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. We shall be saved by his life. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. That ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, to you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. He shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. They desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. There shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. They before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great. The glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty, and the Lamb are the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Freedom from all sorrow in heaven, and there shall be no more curse. The Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Joy in heaven, O I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Glory in heaven, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That, when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. For the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. The kingdom of heaven, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. An entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The heavenly inheritance, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Who hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Enjoyment of God, so shall we ever be with the Lord. With thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness, I shall be satisfied, when I awake, with thy likeness. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Eternal life, but the righteous into life eternal. This is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, and the life, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory, and honor, and immortality, eternal life. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Part 2 Promises for the exercise of duties and glories in the fulfillment of duty toward God to faith in Christ. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. By grace are ye saved through faith. Thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling stone, and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The just shall live by faith. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. We trust in the living God, who is the Saviour of all men, specially of those that believe. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Confessing Christ, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. To repentance, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if ye return unto him. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin. If so be they will hearken, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil, which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings. Amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. If that nation, against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. If the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways, and live. Repent, and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart, and a new spirit, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God, wherefore turn yourselves, and live ye. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell for evermore. Turn you at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, I will make known my words unto you. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering, and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin, and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him, he hath done that which is lawful and right. If the wicked turn from his wickedness, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.